We've all been there. You hit a perfect drive, but now you're maybe 20 yards from the green, and there's just this huge gaping bunker right in front of you.
And the pin is tucked right behind it.
Exactly. On a super fast green, it feels impossible. So today we're going to unpack the one shot that can save you, the flop shot. All our insights for this come from the Golf Day Buddy app.
That's right. And our mission here is pretty simple. We want to get into what this shot is, why it's such a huge benefit to have in your bag, and how local knowledge of South African courses makes it even more critical.
Okay, so let's just start with the basics, the flop shot. It's really just a technique to get the ball to go super high and then land incredibly softly.
Right. It's designed to stop almost immediately.
Almost no roll. Think of it like you're launching the ball straight up. The biggest benefit is obviously clearing those hazards like a deep bunker.
And it's that ability to just stop the ball dead that is the real game changer, especially for anyone playing in South Africa.
Why there specifically?
Well, the app's analysis really highlights this. South African greens are often incredibly firm and, you know, very fast. We're talking 13 or 14 on the stimp meter sometimes.
Wow, that's quick.
It is.
Yeah.
And if you play a standard chip shot onto a green like that, the ball just bounds away, way past the hole. The flop shot's height means it lands gently, which gives you control right when you need it most.
Okay, but hold on. If the reward is that much control, why isn't every golfer just flopping it all the time? There has to be a big risk here.
Oh, absolutely. It's the definition of high risk, high reward.
I've seen amateurs blade this thing into the next postcode.
And that's the tension, right? It takes a lot of precision. That's why the source material, the app, really focuses on using the right tools for the job. You need maximum loft to get that vertical flight.
Which brings us to equipment. The Golf Day Buddy app suggests using something like a 60-degree wedge. That loft is basically your parachute.
It's what gives you that climb for the soft landing.
And it's not just the club. The app also mentions that even the ball choice matters. A higher spin ball will help you grab the green a little better, giving you even more control.
Yeah, and what I find fascinating is how you have to localize your technique. This isn't a one-size-fits-all shot.
What do you mean by localize?
It's about knowing the ground you're standing on. South African courses are so varied. You've got coastal courses near Durban with sandy turf, and then inland highveld courses, which are much firmer, maybe more clay-based.
Ah, I see. So the lie changes everything.
Exactly. The pros will actually adapt their swing based on that. On a sandy lie, they might take a little less turf. On firm ground, they have to come in a bit steeper. It's a tiny adjustment that makes all the difference.
So it's about practicing smart then. The app's analysis specifically points to practicing at really challenging venues, places like Leopard Creek, for example.
Right, with its severe undulations and tricky lies. That course forces you to be perfect.
Or Fan Court, where the wind can just kick up out of nowhere. You have to adjust your ball position, your loft, everything on the fly.
And don't forget a course like Durban Country Club. The app mentions that one for practicing in real coastal wind. If you can learn to control a high, soft shot when a gust is trying to blow it away.
That's the ultimate test of skill.
It is, and it's why you see pros in big tournaments like the South African Open relying on this shot to get them out of trouble. They're solving localized problems under immense pressure.
So to sum it up.
The flop shot is basically your ultimate problem solver. Its high flight and soft landing are really the only answer to that tough combination of deep hazards and very fast greens. It's a tool that directly answers the challenge of the ground beneath your feet.
Okay, so that leaves me with a final thought for you to chew on. If adapting your swing for this one shot, just based on whether you're on a coastal course versus an inland one, is so crucial, what other tiny localized detail about the grass or the ground at your own home course are you completely ignoring that could instantly improve something as simple as a 10-foot chip?